The trial of two Canton police officers charged in the April 2024 death of Frank Tyson has been delayed again. A visiting judge has reset the case of Bo Schoenege and Camden Birch for August 10th after both sides requested more time. Prosecutors cited a family illness and scheduling conflicts, while defense attorneys pointed to another trial. The officers have pleaded not guilty to reckless homicide. Tyson died after being restrained face down while in police custody. This is the second delay in the trial. One man is dead and three others injured after a head-on crash in Tuscarawas County Monday afternoon. The Highway Patrol says 24-year-old Dalton Miller of West Lafayette died when his car crossed the center line and struck a northbound SUV on Stone Creek Road in York Township. A passenger in Miller's car was taken to Mercy Hospital, while the SUV driver was transported to Akron General Medical Center. A two-year-old in the second vehicle was treated at the scene. All occupants were using seatbelts. Unemployment is up slightly in Stark County. Ohio Job and Family Services reports the January jobless rate was 5%, up from 4.4% in December, but below the 5.7% in January 2025. Figures were delayed by the government shutdown. Carroll County also saw an increase to 5.4%, Columbiana rose to 5.5%, and Mahoning climbed to 6.5%. Portage County's rate jumped to 4.9%. Ohio's unemployment declined to 4.3%. Canton city officials will take ownership of the downtown AEP building for $1. Council approved the acquisition Monday, which includes the building and parking lots at 301 Cleveland Avenue Southwest. AEP will lease back one floor and continue operations. The repository reports the city plans to study the building's operating costs and future use, with renovations to follow. Officials say the site could house a first-floor safety center, city departments, and on-site evidence storage. A Stark County grand jury has indicted a Canton man on four felony counts involving obscene material with minors. The charges against 34-year-old William Blackovich allege he sold or provided obscene material and possessed similar material in July 2025. Blackovich was arrested Friday and is scheduled for arraignment Friday in Common Pleas Court. Stark County Coroner's Investigator Harry Campbell spends his last day on the job today. He is retiring after 32 years. Campbell currently works under Coroner Dr. Ronald Rusnak, the fifth coroner for whom he has worked. The 68-year-old has handled more than 10,000 cases, investigating cause and manner of death, testifying in court, training, and notifying family members of deaths. Campbell spent 7 years in the U.S. Marines. He's a graduate of Canton South High School, Capital University, and Malone University. A woman has pleaded guilty in federal court to abusing two children while working as their nanny. 26-year-old Molly Duncan of Beechwood entered the plea Monday to charges including sexual abuse of children and distribution of abuse material. Prosecutors say the activity occurred between November 2023 and July 2024 in Portage and Geauga counties, involving victims under the age of two. Investigators say Duncan recorded and shared the images online. She is scheduled to be sentenced July 22nd and could face decades in prison. A lawsuit filed by an East Palestine man over a Nagley landfill has been dismissed. Columbiana County Common Pleas Judge Megan Bickerton ruled Monday the complaint failed to state a valid claim and granted motions to dismiss from all defendants. Dennis Wallace, who represented himself, accused the Ohio EPA, the Penn Ohio Landfill, and Noble Environmental of fraud and misrepresentation related to an alleged historic mound system. Attorneys argued the suit filed last month provided no supporting facts, and the judge agreed, dismissing the case without a hearing. Sebring Village Council has welcomed Christopher Frazier as the new village manager. Frazier, who most recently managed Delta, Ohio, started Monday. He succeeds Tim Gabrelsik, who is leaving after 3 years to pursue other opportunities. Council held a special session and appointed Gabrelsik as assistant manager until April 16th to aid with the transition. Also on Monday, council conducted a second reading on public records policy changes. They set fees of up to $75 an hour for police body camera and vehicle video requests. A man is in custody after a shooting in Austintown left one person critically injured. Police say it happened just after noon Tuesday on Mahoning Avenue. Chief Valerie Delmont says a 36-year-old Texas man was arrested quickly and a firearm was recovered. The 33-year-old victim was shot in the stomach and taken to a hospital for surgery. Police say there is no threat to the public. The Mahoning County Coroner has identified a teen shot and killed last week. 17-year-old Charles Pullen died after being shot Wednesday on East Judson Avenue in Youngstown. Police had said only that a teen was killed after responding to a gunshot sensor alert. Officials had held back details for days, saying no new information was available. A woman pleaded not guilty Tuesday in a March 8th crash in Majorie that killed a motorcyclist. 87-year-old Elspeth McKeague is charged with vehicular manslaughter after turning left on Addison Avenue and hitting 62-year-old David Rice and 18-year-old Angelita Medovich on Route 82. Rice died at the scene and Medovich was hospitalized with serious injuries. McKeague's bond is $5,000. She's set to return to court May 7th. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.